Tamiko of Petersburg had the lowest of six bids for the drive-down dock at just under $7.8 million. That's about $2 million below the engineer's estimate, yet not too much lower than the next two lowest bids. So it didn't take any convincing for Mayor Jensen and the rest of the assembly to approve the contract award.
Okay, the bid for the drive-down facility is awarded to Tamiko Incorporation for $7,775,625. That's a good deal.
However, later in the meeting, a couple of assembly members raised concerns over an additional contract for PND engineers to administer and inspect the construction. Considering the $622,000 price tag for that, Assemblyman John Hogue asked whether the borough had put out an RFP, a request for proposals, to see if there were companies that would do the work for less. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht said the staff had done that for the engineering work at the start of the project.
RFPs were done way back in the beginning of the drive-down facility to a certain extent, although P&D was pretty much a lock because of the knowledge of the harbor and the work they'd done previously. At this point in that project, it might be really difficult to have a different engineer to come in to be the inspector since it's actually been designed by P&D. But so we did not break it out into the design as compared to the inspection part of it.
Also, Harbor Master Glo Wolin added that some of the state grant funding for the project will sunset this coming July.
So I don't know if we have the luxury of spending much time on this to try and get a better number. They did come down $70,000 in the original conceptual plan for this project, so it is down further than where we started.
Petersburg has long used PND as its engineering firm of choice for harbor improvements and other major projects. Still, Mayor Mark Jensen shared Hogue's concerns about the cost for this contract.
This seems like a lot of money for to administer, an inspection of the project. Is that pretty standard? I mean, I guess this question is addressed to Gloriana. This is on top of their design, correct?
Right.
So the percentage of the project is fairly large.
Yeah, it is.
According to Manager Giesbrecht, the work would require on-site administration and inspection during construction of the float in Seattle as well as the installation in Petersburg.
Granted, it is very, very technical. Everything has to be done just the right way at the right time to meet all of the different timetables associated with the project. I'm like everyone else. I would love another alternative to make P&D a little more competitive. I just don't know if this is the project to do it on. We're running out of time on it.
Giesbrecht said staff could try to make it work if the assembly wanted to put out an RFP, but Mayor Jensen agreed it was late in the game for a change. Jensen, Hogue, and the rest of the assembly members at Monday's meeting voted to approve the contract. In the meantime, the borough raised $78,000 in extra revenue Monday during the auction of four lots on the undeveloped portion of Valkyrie Street. Adjacent property owner John Swanson won all four parcels. One lot went for the base price of $6,000, but interest from another bidder drove the price up to $24,000 for each of the other three lots. Also Monday, the Assembly released the previously unreleased portion of a recent memo discussing the relationship between the borough government and the Petersburg Medical Center. Borough Attorney Jim Brennan wrote the 12-page document at the request of Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht following questions from Assembly members this year. KFSK News and the Petersburg Pilot requested the document after Assembly Member John Hogue mentioned it at a meeting last month. Brennan maintains the memo is privileged communication with the Assembly and not subject to public disclosure. The Assembly voted to release an edited 10-page version earlier this month. On Monday, they considered a request from the Petersburg Pilot to release the entire document. Assembly members John Haverlick and Nancy Strand were opposed.
Mr. Mayor, I would vote against this just for two reasons. One is the advice of the attorney to not release it, and the idea of client lawyer confidentiality, that we should have some rights in that regard on discussions with our attorney. And if he's giving us the wrong advice and we should release this, then I think we probably should get another lawyer.
I'll still be voting against for the same reasons why I have an attorney if we aren't going to listen to his advice.
That advice was prompted by ongoing discussions between the Assembly and the Medical Center Board this year about hospital finances and other issues. Borough officials told the Medical Center earlier this year to repay a $1.2 million line of credit the hospital took out without voter approval. Meanwhile, officials at the Medical Center say they may need borough funding for capital projects in the future. While the medical center is owned by the municipality, the hospital board has financial and management authority over the facility, which pays for its own operations. The legal relationship between the municipality and the medical center is one of the subjects addressed in the attorney's memo. Mayor Mark Jensen said most of the time he also felt the assembly should listen to the attorney's advice, but he thought the public should be able to see the whole document.
In the last meeting, I voted to release the whole document, and I think at some point along the line of this discussion between the borough and the medical center with issues at hand, that most of the stuff in this will probably be discussed anyway, so I will be voting in favor of this.
The vote was 4-2 in favor of releasing the full document, and staff provided it right after the meeting. Most of what had been edited out deals with the question of whether medical center employees are borough employees. Brennan called that a gray area in the memo and wrote that good arguments can be made on both sides of the question. However, he advised that he, quote, did not think it is presently in the borough's interest to publicly assert or deny that PMC staff are borough employees, unquote. In a shorter segment that had also been edited out, Brennan addressed the possibility of changing borough code to exercise greater control over the facility. He advised that such a move might be challenged by the hospital board or others as contrary to borough charter provisions for the hospital board's, quote, greatest possible autonomy. To address that issue, he advised the assembly could consider pursuing a charter change. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.